Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast, my short little, hopefully less than 14 minutes each week podcast to talk about the incredible people in the 1% Good Club, giving 1% of their day to their mental health. If you're not a part of it, go and join up today. Today's the day that you should join. 1% of your day is 14 minutes, 10 minutes of meditation in the morning. I send a guided one every single morning, 4 minutes of gratitude every single night. That's 14 minutes of your day for your mental health. Completely free, always will be. You get a big discount off Good Human Factory merch and you join a group, a community of incredible people from all around the world just giving 1% of their day to their mental health. So go join, completely free, always will be. Just send at the Good Human Factory a DM on Instagram saying, I want to join the club. Once again, a big thank you to our sponsors, Drink a Rapper. They continue to support this podcast and this month is Brain Month. So we are very, very stoked to be bringing you a couple fun giveaways. So as I said last week, I'm going to be giving away 2 cases of Rapper every single week for this month. The first week, I'm going to give you my 2 winners. So to win, all you have to do is post on your Instagram story your favorite Good Humans podcast episode. It can be a screenshot or you can do the little Spotify share tile. But tag both at Drink a Rapper and at either Cooper Chapman or Good Humans Pod. And I'm going to pick a winner or 2 winners each week. So there's only about 4 or 5 entries this week. So there's plenty of chances to win. So make sure you post on your story this week if you want to win. But the winners for the first week were Shay Lamont, I'll be in contact, and also Tiff Udana, who is a massive supporter of this podcast and always shares. So she deserves those Rappers this week. So I'll be in contact with those 2 legends. I'll be sending out a case of a Rapper to each of you. If you want to win for this week, make sure you put on your Instagram story your favorite episode. Also, if you want to just go grab some Rapper for yourself, it's a brain drink, taking care of all of our brains. We had Sam Dodd, one of the main neuroscientists in-house for a Rapper last week. He explained everything it does for your brain, why it's so important, and why it took him away from the field of neuroscience that he was in around helping people with diseases and understanding the brain better. And he was like, you know what, I want to get into this product. So go listen to that episode. Also, you can head over to their website, drinkarepper.com. Use the code GOODHUMAN for a big 25% off their product. Really good for your brain, and I highly encourage you to check it out. All right, this week's 1% Club, as I do every week, I'm going to read out a few of my favorite gratitudes. There's been some awesome ones this week. The community continues to grow. There's close to 1,000 members. There's thousands of gratitudes written in each week. So I'm going to read out 4 of my favorites. So first we have from group number 1, we have Kirsty. Today, I am grateful for a very fortunate life where I have a safe and lovely place to live, a healthy, active body which keeps my mind healthy, and beautiful family and friends, as well as a great job. I found myself listening to Phil Collins' Another Day in Paradise song on the radio yesterday, which really reminded me that not everyone has that. Number 2, doing Clean Up Australia today, which reminded me how much litter there is and to be more mindful about my consumption and where it goes. And number 3, reading a book recently which talks about the benefits of empathy and random acts of kindness, and putting this into practice each day has given me so much more joy. Oh, Kirsty, good on you. What an absolute awesome 3 gratitudes. Just that awareness of how lucky we really are, especially if you are in a first world country. Also, by doing Clean Up Australia Day, understanding the overconsumption that we all do when it comes to basically everything. So awesome work there. And then also, yeah, understanding that empathy and random acts of kindness can be a big, big positive thing on our own mood. So good on you, Kirsty. Love hearing that. Next, we have group number 9, Steph. Number 1, a good chat with my best friend on the phone, supporting her and being there for her when she felt stressed. She ended up feeling much better after our chat, so I was glad I could be there for her. Number 2, second picnic for the week with my son on the farm. He loved the first one earlier this week, so we did another one. So nice to have that one on one time with him with no distractions. And number 3, my partner making yummy pizza for tea. oh, Steph, you're a legend. Being there for friends, giving them a place to, yeah, be able to vent and listen to them can be such a massive help. And then getting to take some time off and, yeah, head out to the farm with your son. Love to hear it. Next, we have group number three. This is from Flora by Martha. Number one, I'm grateful for creating the wedding flowers for my best friend's wedding this weekend. Number two, spending quality time having lunch with my grandparents, mum and auntie. Loads of big belly laughs. And number three, doing my first cold shower in over 2 years and stretching foam rolling before bed. And a bonus one, I watched a rom-com with two friends tonight. Oh, Martha, you're a legend. How nice is it getting to use your talent, your business to, do flowers and beautiful floral arrangement for your best friend's wedding. Spending family time and getting big belly laughs. Absolutely love that. And then also getting to, watch a rom-com is so, so nice. And once again, getting to spend time with your grandparents. Take that for granted. Don't take that for granted, sorry. I have no grandparents left anymore and loved every moment I got with them. So good on you, Martha. Thanks for sending that in. And my last one today is from Nikki. This is group number six. Today I'm grateful for a day at the beach with friends. Number two, starting the day with a walk and a workout. And number three, hot yoga, moving my body and sweating it all out. Oh, I love that, Nikki. It's awesome to hear that you're getting outside, getting active, spending time with friends. But hot yoga is the thing that I'm most impressed with because it's something that I've been getting into the last few weeks or back into and far out there's some benefits. So that's actually going to be my topic today, yoga. Have you done yoga before? If you're listening right now, I reckon maybe 20% of people will say they have. And it's something that I always had such a like preconceived notion of what yoga was. I thought it was this sort of spiritual movement and then did it a bit when I was younger and I used to always do yoga and I'd look around, was I doing it the best? It was almost like a competition. And the last couple of years I've been doing yoga, things have really changed for me. And I want to explain what I feel like I get out of it and hopefully encourage anyone who hasn't tried it to look in your local area. Where's a yoga studio? I really encourage the hot yoga because I feel like I get these multiple benefits. So I've been doing hot yoga recently. And what I find is, for one, the first thing is it's all about breathing. How can I control my breath and breathe for like a slow inhale, exhale for the whole hour of doing it and make my poses go between the breaths? So that's first step. The second is I feel like I tick off almost a big chunk of meditation for the day. The Shavasana that they call it when you lie down at the end or in between poses when you really get to settle the mind and try and slow the breathing down, I find is a massive help. You obviously get the movement, the stretching and the kind of body detox and flow that goes with it, which is a huge help. And then also doing hot yoga, it's like you get your sauna for the week. So all of these benefits tied into this one little hour exercise is so special. And what I've also noticed is the yoga community, everybody's so inviting. Everybody's there to work on themselves. You do your workout or you do your flow or you do your yoga session and there's no judgment. I used to look around and think, is anyone looking at me? But now I understand that nobody's looking at anybody but themselves. You look in the mirror, you focus on your own movements and you go back multiple times a week or once a week and try and better yourself. How can you do a better, not a better pose, but how can you feel a bit more of a stretch? How can you hold a little bit longer in a pose? And yeah, I just feel like it's a really nice way to get a workout in that isn't a crazy strenuous workout, although yoga can be very difficult at times. I just feel like it's this perfect balance of breathing, meditation, heat, and also stretching and movement. I just feel like the teachers are always so there to help. There's no judgment in a big room of people and everybody's just there to really get their own fix. So I want to challenge you. I'd love to hear somebody in the next week send me a message and say, you know what, I did yoga for the first time. I mean, I either loved it or hated it, but I can guarantee it'll be a challenge. And it's a really good one to sort of drop the ego, take a step back and realize that it is a bit of a struggle and it can be quite hard, but it really shows, I feel like some vulnerabilities and weak points in our exercise regime. I have a few friends who are really solid athletes, Australian and world champions in BMX and downhill mountain biking, who have come with me recently to yoga. And I'd call them way fitter, way stronger than me. But because I've done yoga quite a bit and I feel like I have quite a good flow now with my breath, I feel like I still have a lot to learn, but I feel like I can make it a little bit seamless. Whereas I watch my friends who are so much fitter and stronger than me struggle because they haven't got the flow part to it yet. And Yeah, I just think it's a really nice thing. I feel like every time I leave, I feel so much better than when I entered. It's one of those things that, like any exercise, is a bit of a pain to get off the get moving and get in there. But I've found whenever I do yoga, whenever I leave the yoga studio, I feel amazing. So if you're looking for a bit of a workout that isn't a big gym scene, it's more of a turn in and focus on yourself scene, go find a hot yoga in your area. Or if you don't want to go and do a hot yoga and you want to try the movements out first, type in on YouTube, guided 30-minute yoga, and yeah, give it a try. I absolutely love it. I go to Hot Yoga Gold Coast. If you're on the Gold Coast and you want to try it, I bloody love it. And yeah, I'm going to try and go a little bit more often because it's something that I fall away from quite a bit. But then when I go back, I'm like, oh my God, why do I not do this? I did 90 minutes yesterday and I'm going to try and do another session this week. So yeah, yoga is my little topic this week. If you haven't tried it, give it a try. See if you like it. It's been a movement, an art, I guess, a modality for thousands of years. And yeah, it's lasted the ages. So there's got to be something in it. So check it out. All right, this Friday's episode, this is a really cool one. So I had the boys from Speak and Share on my podcast. They are a couple legends from down in Melbourne, or the Mornington Peninsula to be exact, who started a mental health charity. They're both in their early 20s, or there's a few of them, they're in their early 20s. And one of them lost a friend to suicide. Another one had a big family breakup, a family divorce. And they were just really struggling with their mental health. And what they found was what really helped them was speaking to each other and opening up those conversations and those dialogues about struggling. And yeah, fast forward 12 months, they started doing some fun runs. They started doing some community events that were really around bringing people together to have a safe space, to open up, to share their stories, to just listen. And yeah, now they're expanding into school workshops. They've got full charity status. I'm a big supporter and fan of what they're doing. They're just really, really good guys that have a strong why behind why they're doing it. And yeah, it was great to catch up with them, have them on the pod and learn about what they're going to do and hopefully be able to help them on their journey, because I know the struggle that can be in starting a little thing in this direction. So listen to this excerpt and I'll be back in a sec.
Similar to me, I played a lot of footy growing up, local footy. It was probably my outlet from school when I was struggling. Growing up, probably didn't really know what mental health was, sort of thing. And then the main reason why I started Speak and Share was one of my mates unfortunately took his life during COVID. The three of us were lucky enough to get up to Darwin. It was end of 2020. I was doing my final placement for uni up there, was flying, having the best time of my life. And then, yeah, I got a call from a friend back in Melbourne on the peninsula informing me that one of my best mates had taken his life. So that hit me really hard. Josh was, yeah, one of my closest mates and a footy friend, and he had an episode 10 months prior to him taking his life where he had an episode on the Frankston train line, and I was lucky enough to save him and intervene him from doing so. And yeah, 11 months later, he unfortunately took his life. So I sort of said enough's enough, and that was pretty eye-opening for me. I didn't really know what mental health or what it was, and as soon as Josh took his life, I was like, shit, this is a real thing and it's affecting people. And yeah, to lose one of your best mates is something that I wouldn't wish upon my worst enemy. So put a line in the sand about 3 months after him taking his life and just said, I need to do something. And yeah, the three of us caught up once we got back home and said, what can we do? And made the Instagram account, put up a few skits to keep people laughing during lockdown, and it's sort of going from there. We're a registered charity now, so we're only about 16, 17 months in, so it's been a wild journey. We've got some big goals, so that's a bit insight into my story.
All right, that was the Bloody Legends from Speak and Share. Keep an ear out for that one this Friday. It's going to be a banger of an episode. I can't wait to share that with you. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, make sure you go and hit like, subscribe, give us 5 stars. It means the absolute world to me. Go tell a friend about it. Tag on your Instagram story. You can win bloody a repper at the moment. What an absolute win. Also, we do have a Brain Mindful Morning coming up with Drink a Repper sponsoring it on the Gold Coast. It's going to be at Mermaid Beach on March 26th. So keep that in your calendar free if you're on the Gold Coast. It's going to be a morning of gratitude, a morning of meditation, and a morning to try all the Arepa products. I'll be down there running the whole event. It's going to be, completely free community event. Hopefully we can get 50 or so people down there. Would love to see you there. So save the date, March 26th. I'll have more about that over socials and on the podcast over the coming weeks. Thanks for tuning in. Love you all. I'll see you on Friday.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.